Darkness and Light, Part 1. Darkness is as old as the time past. In spite of all arguments against an abhorrence or dislike for darkness, it may be rightly said that darkness too has its place among creatures of the earth. Like dark color against white or brown or yellow. Without darkness, light would not be known. Without dark, power of light would not be felt. Without darkness, light would be devoid of its worth. There are creatures, including humans, who prefer darkness. Below are the presented two areas of darkness. Darkness by death and darkness by choice. Dead is past, cannot be revived exactly as it was. Fossil Park, fossilized witnesses of time. Time effaces everything. Dead are forgotten sooner or later. Those who live for some thousands of years are historic personalities, but they live only accidentally. They live in scripts, books, and stones, or are mummified. But who remembers trees except the ones like the great Bow tree under which Buddha Deva got his enlightenment? Some of the trees live for 1,000 years and more. Some die too early, but die they must and get transformed like most living things after death. If felt untouched, big trunks and branches of the trees are petrified. They fertilize other living trees. Down the ages, some of the transformed into coals, into diamonds and other precious stones. Maybe after many million years. The ages of these petrified trees, kept in enclosures under the governance of the Geological Survey of India in Thirukkarai village in Tamil Nadu, are about 20 million years. Compared to those once living trees, mummies of Egypt are of recent origin. It is said to be the first official fossil park of India. Parts of the bodies of the giant trees, laid to rest for millions of years, do not give fruits, seeds, sheds, or firewoods. Their sturdy stones lie with stone-cool indifference. Living trees are around, but they do not have any significance in the surrounding. It is the world of dead trees which attract some curious visitors, some serendipitous travelers, some students, and some maybe locals. Some have come with a picnic party nearby. Some of the wood stones are as big as 30 meters. Of the nine fenced enclosures, the main enclosure is kept open for visitors. A watchman usually guards the areas. Everything is open. One has to explore all by her or himself. The trees, it is said, had been transported here before they were petrified. It is an uneven, rocky terrain. Besides trees and fossils, there are some mounds. The formations are geologically called Cuddalore series. The earliest detailed account of the fossils made by European naturalist Sonneret has remained since 1781. Some of the fossils belong to Mesembryoxylon scimidianum, and some belong to angiosperms. The modern families like Gatifera and some resembling tamarindus species of trees exist. Some of the modern living forms possibly existed during that period. Folklore suggests that the petrified trunks were the bones of the Rakshasas or demons destroyed by Lord Vishnu and Supreme God on the spot. A contact with the in charge of the park may help one to gather some basic information and facts about the fossil and the park. It was said that he would be available at the nearby Chandramuleshwara temple, but the time it was visited is long past. Who knows where he is now, or if he has to sit there all the time? Chandramuleshwara is a Kali temple dating from the Chola dynasty, thousands or more years ago. Kali is usually worshipped on a new moon night by the Tantric, but here she is worshipped on a full moon night. There is an Ayyanar temple inside the enclosure B, worshipped by the local people. Festivals are also held. One may find some sculptures, sculpting statues out of granite stones quarried from the nearby places. Cessation of life occurs in its time by disease, choice, or committed